Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
You know, the Lord gave me 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, and this is where Jabez was crying out to God to increase his territory and his borders. And some of us today, the Lord has impressed upon me that some of us today that are listening have been crying out to God and asking Him to open more doors for you. Or maybe, and this could be in a lot of areas, this could be that you've been asking the Lord for a promotion on your job and a door in that way. Or it could be open a door in a relationship. There's all kinds of ways but that you have been asking the Lord to open more doors in that particular area. And it says in 1 Chronicles, so you might want to really listen to this and write this verse down. It says in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 in New Living Bible, it says, There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez, sorrow maker, because his birth had been so painful. In verse 10, it says, He was the one, saints, who prayed to the God of Israel. And this is the prayer that Jabez prayed to the God of Israel. He said, Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from trouble and pain. And it says that God granted Jabez his request. Hallelujah. Think about that. Right in the middle of nowhere, Jabez cries out to the Lord. What do I mean by the middle of nowhere? If you have ever read the chapter in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, you will see that the whole chapter and other chapters is talking about the descendants of Jacob. It's talking all about genealogy. And right in the middle of all this genealogy and all the midst of it, Jabez breaks in with his prayer request. You know, I think that's really kind of funny. You know, all we're talking about here is descendants of Judah, we're talking about genealogy. And then right in the middle of all of this, you know, Jabez breaks in with his prayer request. And you might ask, well, Pastor Joe, why does this genealogy give Jabez extra attentions? Why even comment on Jabez? Well, the Hebrew way of thinking, Jabez was a born loser. His name was like the Hebrew for pain. But it says in verse 9, that despite his hard luck beginning, and some of you out there have had some hard luck beginnings, I know I have, but despite his hard luck beginning, Jabez was honored because of his relationship with God. And I want to repeat this because in the first part of our message, and in some of this too, we're talking about the importance of knowing that there's only one God, and that's God Almighty, and that there is no other God, and that it's really important that we have a good relationship with our Father. But Jabez was saying, despite his hard luck beginning, because he had a hard beginning, Jabez was honored. God honored Jabez because of his relationship with Him. Saints, most of you that are listening today have burned a lot of bridges, and that includes me too. I have burned a lot of bridges myself. And maybe some of you have even been referred to as a loser. And maybe without meaning to, you have caused a lot of pain to those you love. I know someone I love that the enemy keeps working on because many years ago, she was kind of over-influenced by the enemy and she hurt some members of her family. And They have forgiven her. She has gone out of that. She's not even the same person anymore. But the enemy likes to continue to bring that up because he wants her to stay in that same place. He does not want her to move forward. But God is always wanting us to move forward. He does not want us to stay in the same place. He wants to expand our territory. He keeps expanding my territory, and he wants to expand yours. But in order to do this, we have to trust the Lord that, and it's like I was telling this person, you know, which we'll get into later too, that when God forgives you, he forgave you and he doesn't remember it anymore. So don't let the devil continue to beat up on you. And maybe there's somebody out here listening today that needs to hear that too. Maybe the devil has been beating up on you about something that you did even before you knew Christ, or maybe you already did know Christ and you did something, but it's okay. Because God is, you know, he's a great forgiver. He's faithful, even when we're unfaithful, the Bible says. But it says here, but like Jabez, you can still call on the God of Israel. You can call on your father. According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, it says, I, the Lord, never change. In Hebrews 13, verse 8, in the God word says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm so glad to know that. And it says, and he will hear you too, and he's going to answer you. He will hear you and answer you just like he did Jabez. You just need to know that whatever it was you did, God has forgiven you and he has forgotten it. And this is a part that I really want you to loosen up, open those ears up, and hear what God is saying to you. That there's a lot of people that have done something that the enemy is still beating up on you about it, and you're letting him do it when you don't have to. So maybe you don't know what that means when God tells you that he doesn't remember your sins anymore. But in Isaiah 43, verse 25 says in the Message translation, but I, yes, I am the one who takes care of your sins. That's what I do. He said, I don't keep a list of your sins. According to Romans chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 in the New Living Bible, it says, oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. And verse 8 says, yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let me break this down for you. I'm going to break it down just a little bit more for you so you have a complete understanding of it. It says here, when God says he has forgiven you and you go back and you ask again for the same thing that he has already forgiven you for, he does not know what you are talking about. He has forgotten it, brothers and sisters. I want you to remember that. He does not know what you're talking about. So let's say, for instance, that you have been to God maybe 100 times or more about the same thing, asking him for forgiveness over and over and over again when he's already forgiven you the first time that you ask him. Well, every time you go, don't you forget this, every time you go back and ask him again, he don't know what you're talking about. Because, you know, he's already told you that he has forgotten it. So let's say you've been in 100 times or more about the same thing. Well, every time you go, it's the first time God hears. Remember, he's forgotten your transgressions. It may be 100 times for you, but it's the first time for God. And I thank God for this, for it frees us up. It frees you up, and it frees me up to receive from him the things that he wants us to have. I thank God that he knows our end from the beginning, saints. Thank God that he has a good plan. He has good plans for you, and he's got good plans for me. Plans to do you good and to give you hope for a good end. Praise God. And you find that in Jeremiah 29:11. And this is what God told Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 5 in the Message translation. He told Jeremiah, he said, before I shaped you in the womb, he said, I knew all about you. Before you even saw the light of day, God told him and said, I had plans for you, a prophet to the nations. That's what I had in mind for you. You know, saints, in Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified Bible, it says, for we are God's own handiwork. He tells us that we are his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life. That's why he wants us to live the good life, which he's already prearranged and made ready for us to live. He doesn't want us to live on Barely Get Along Street. He wants us to live the good life. And he chose you and he chose me before the creation of the world to do this. But like Jabez, we can cry out to the Lord too. He's still the same God today as he was when he granted Jabez his request. Like I said before, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And in Malachi 6, he says, I'm the God and I change not. So he hasn't changed. Friends, God always, he's always wanting to bless you and give you your request. You know, as a matter of fact, he tells you in Philippians 4:6, he said, not to fret nor be anxious for anything, but through prayer and supplication, continue to make your request known to God, you know, and he will answer you. So you don't need to be fretting and worrying about anything. Just continue to make your request known to him. And that's what Jabez did. You know, he was more or less known as a born loser. But because of his relationship with God, when Jabez made his request about enlarging his borders and his territory, God answered his prayer. And God will answer your prayer too. He wants to expand your territories and increase you in every area of your life. But you're going to have to trust the Lord to do it. Most of the time, the things you are believing the Lord for seems like such an impossibility. I know that. I know that for myself. I know that sometimes it seems so far out of reach. I know that too. But it's not out of reach, saints. It really is not. You know, I can remember back in 2005 through 2009, or maybe even earlier than that, for that's when I began to write down the things that the Lord would place in my spirit. Before that, they were just thoughts, brothers and sisters. They were dreams. They were wishes. They were hopes in my head because I was not putting them on paper. So they were just in my head. That's where some of your dreams, that's where some of your hopes and your wishes are now. They're in your head. For most of you, you know, they're just wishes. I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. But wishing is not going to get you anywhere. Believe me, it's not. It's no more different than sitting in, as I've heard somebody say, it's like sitting in a rocking chair and just rocking. But we can sit there and rock all we want to, but we're not going to get anywhere. And that's what he's saying. He says, you know, until you put it on paper, till you write it down, it's something in your head. It's a dream and a hope that's in your head. But God wants to turn your dreams and your hopes into a reality. You know, I was not writing down the scriptures that the Lord would give me to stand on. However, once he impressed upon me to write them down, I began keeping a record of these things, and I would confess them over and over again. I kept calling them until they were a reality. I kind of think a little bit, I was like Abraham, according to Romans 4, verse 17, in the Easy Read Bible. It says, I have made you a father of many nations. This is true before God, the one Abraham believed, the God who gives life to the dead and speaks of things that don't exist yet as if they were real. I want you to think about that. It says in verse 18, there was no hope that Abraham would have children. But Abraham believed God and continued to hope, and that is why he became the father of many nations. As God told him, he said, you will have many descendants. You know, we know that according to Scripture, Abraham was 100 years old, and he was well past the age of having children, and his wife Sarah, her womb was dead too, and she was not able to have children either. Now, we were talking about earlier in the message, we were talking about focusing on the natural. Well, if Abraham and Sarah had focused on the natural, they would not have conceived. But they didn't. They focused on what God's Word said. And that's what I'm trying to get across to you. You must focus on the Word of God and not what your neighbors say or your family says or what you hear on TV or whatever. You must focus on what God says. And it says, according to Scriptures, Abraham was 100 years old and he was well past the age of having children. And his wife Sarah could not have children either. But it also says, and he says, Abraham was fully aware of this. But his faith in God never became weak. Abraham was well aware of the fact that he was 100 years old. I mean, it didn't come as a shock to him, but it didn't matter to him. It says he was fully aware of this, but his faith in God never became weak. In verse 21, Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what he had promised. And we must get to that point too, where we are convinced and fully persuaded that God is able to keep his promise to you. We have to, friends, we have to be fully persuaded that when we pray, when we go into prayer, don't just go and make some prayer. Prepare yourself before you're going to make a petition to the Lord. Don't just go in there and start rattling off. Sit down, you know, meditate on His words for a while and think about what you want to ask Him, because you really want to ask Him in faith. You just don't want to just ask Him. You want to enter into His presence with thanksgiving and praise, and you want to enter in there with faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without faith, you aren't going to get your prayers answered. So it has to be done in faith, and I hope you're hearing me. It says that Abraham felt sure that God was able to do what He promised. And we must get to that point too, where we are convinced and fully persuaded that God is able to keep His promise to you. Friends, in the natural, when God was revealing some of these things that He had me to write down, you know, I told you earlier that the Lord began to speak to me about writing things down, things that I would be doing in the future. They all seem like impossibilities to me. It's kind of like Abraham, when God was speaking to Abraham and Sarah about being the father of many nations. I'm sure, you know, he was a man and she was a woman just like we are today. That, you know, it's no different. But he had faith. He had faith, because one thing, it was easier to have faith because he didn't have all this stuff going on in the world, didn't have the TV, didn't have the radio, didn't have all this negative stuff being pumped into his ears every day. But however, I did believe God. It did look like an impossibility when the Lord was showing me this and telling me this, but I did believe God, even though none of it seemed possible at the time. I mean, none of it. And these are some thoughts that He placed in my spirit concerning my ministry. And using these scriptures to confirm His word in 1 Chronicles 4:10 and Ephesians 2:10, and He gave me this verse in Matthew 16:19 in Amplified Bible. This is where He said He would give you the keys of heaven, and whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on the earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. So I prayed these scriptures, and this is what I prayed. And He wants you to pray, give Him back His word, as it says in Isaiah 43:26, where He says, put me in remembrance of my word. And so that's what we're going to do. And so, Father, I said, I thank you. And we have to be thankful. I said, Father, I thank you that before you return, I have faith that I will speak the word of life to thousands, even at one time, and many more as the days are prolonged and you tarry. I thank you, Lord, that you yourself are continually increasing my borders in every direction. And I thank you that your hand is upon me and my ministry. I thank you that the work I do is the anointed work that you have prepared for me to do. You have given me the keys of the kingdom. I thank you, Lord, that you have opened up doors for me that no one can shut. And let me say this, when God opens up a door for you, when you ask God to open up a door for you, there's no man, there's nothing that can close that door. It tells us in Isaiah 22:22 says, and the key of the house of David I will lay upon his shoulder. He shall open and no one shall shut. He shall shut and no one shall open. Lord, you have planned my work beforehand that I should do, according to Ephesians 2:10. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen. I prayed this prayer, saints, for 5 years consistently. And remember now, I started this in, I think, 2004 or 5, and I prayed it consistently for 5 years. And then in 2008 through 2009, I want you to know things began to take root. It was then that they began to take root, not right away. You know, I was building my faith and I was writing down what the Lord was giving me to write down. And I'm still praying it today. I'm still praying some of those prayers. For God is not finished with me and He's not finished with you either. But I must speak His word and I must have faith in that word. You know, the biggest problem I find with most believers is that they don't really believe the Word of God. They read the Word of God, they hear the Word of God, but they don't really believe that God will actually do what He says He will do. But He won't fail you. The Bible says He'll never fail you. He'll never let you down. And so, like I said, you must speak His Word too. And you must believe his word in faith. And I'm still calling those things today in Romans 4:17, where he says, call those things that be not as though they were. I continue to keep calling those, brothers and sisters, because, you know, I have new dreams. You know, today is not like 2005. Today, I have new dreams. I have new hopes, new ideas. God has those things for me, and he has those things for you, brothers and sisters. In Romans 10:17, like I said, it said, call those things that are not as though they were. And that was what I was doing. And in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 in New King James, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Praise God. In verse 17, it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Praise God. Verse 18 says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but all the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we talked about this before too. And that, my friends, is what you're going to have to do too. Your season is here. It's now. And you might ask, well, Pastor Joe, why are you telling us all of this? I'm telling you all of this because the Lord has impressed upon me that some of you have been asking him for increase. Maybe, like I said before, maybe a raise or increase in some area, whether it's on your job or something else. And he can. I want you to know that God can, and he will enlarge your borders the same as he did for Jabez and the same as he did for me. God blesses me every day. For the Lord revealed to me that my ministry would be on the airwaves. I do not believe that would have ever happened had I not written it down, what the Lord was giving me. You have to take every word the Lord speaks as serious, and you have to confess his word and his promises. You know, like I said, I noticed that when Jabez prayed and called out to God, he prayed out loud, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, he prayed, and that your hand might be with me and that you would keep me from evil so it might not hurt me. And God granted his request. And remember that, you know, because like I said, you know, I started writing those down in 2006, all the things that he was telling me that I was going to be doing in the future, being on the radio, being on TV, making tapes, all this kind of stuff. It certainly seemed impossible to me. But as you can see, he kept his word. But as you can see, I had some things to do too, you know, and you've got some things that you need to do too. You got to believe that what God's word says is true. You have to take it seriously, and you must write it down. And don't be afraid to talk to God about what you need. You know, God loves you, and he wants to help you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to expand.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is your desire for us to grow and expand, and you're not the one that's holding us back. Oh, Lord, help us to understand that we can't grow and expand and be blessed by you when we have one foot in and one foot out of your kingdom. But we must be all in for you, Jesus. Lord, according to your word, there is a season for everything. Give us the grace to know that it is the season to make better decisions in our life, decisions to always put you first in our life. And when we do this, Lord, I believe that you will bless us coming in and going out in the city and in the field, just as your word promises. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that when you say something, that you always do it. And when you make a promise, you always keep it. And you're not a respecter of persons either. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance that as you were with Jabez, so are you going to be with us and increase our borders and expand us in every area. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.